Thank you for calling Home Depot. How am I
doing? Hi. I'm just wondering, where are you guys located?
1900 West 426.
I was born in 1905. I'm 110 years. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was 110 years old. So, what time are you guys open to?
Till 10.
Okay. Now, if I come there, do you guys have wheelchairs?
We do have, like, those little carts.
Okay. Okay, because I lost my legs in the Great War.
Do they have wheelchairs?
Oh, you do?
Yes. Rosemary, they have wheelchairs.
Get my coat.
Okay. Now, what is your name, lovely lady?
Mary.
Mary. That's... Okay. Did I hear a dog bark in the background, or am I hearing things?
No, I'm not talking.
No, a dog, like a little D-O-G-G-Y.
I'm allergic to dogs.
I know, Rosemary. I'm trying to find out. Okay, Mary, can you also tell me what kind of wood do you have?
We got all kinds of wood.
Rosemary doesn't touch my wood anymore, and I need some new wood.
It doesn't work.
Yes. So, okay, Mary, can you tell me something else? What do you look like?
I am short.
That's hot. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I know you have
sounds like my granddaughter.
I'm sorry, I have to remain professional, because when I come there, I would like to meet you, and thank you for helping me find Home Depot.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, get the wood!
Mary, no! Mary?
Yes?
I don't want to drive there. Can you come and pick me up? Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
I don't want to drive. What's up?
Cup of Jokes episode 40.
Baby. We start off with the Home Depot prank, baby.
Yeah, that was
starting it hot for
play
episode.
Play the song.
It's episode 40, Joe. You know what that means, man. It means we're going to work. It means we've been laying down this good wood for fucking 40 weeks, son.
Explain the song right now.
Fuck yeah.
The banger.
Oh shit, dude. Banging. Going in hard.
40. Episode 40. Wood jokes podcast. Wood. Coming to you live. Wood.
Cheap dick
40.
Jokes all over. Dude. Prank call. Cheap dick jokes. What?
So yeah. All right.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Hard transition. Thanksgiving was great. I didn't eat too much. No. I kept it docile.
What the fuck? Time out. Don't use words I don't know.
Okay, I kept it very light.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. It's not a synonym, but I used docile as if it was light. How about that? They would get it because they're adults, probably.
I'm so fucking horny.
And they live in Afghanistan. Shout out to his, what was the dude's name?
Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
My girlfriend's name is Mary, and then Mary picked up at Home Depot, so shout out to Mary.
Oh, that threw you off,
yeah,
didn't it?
Threw me off. I was like, really?
Babe?
I was like, babe, what the hell are you doing at Home Depot?
All right, well, before we go any deeper in this Thanksgiving shit, shout out to Clutch Charger, the world's thinnest portable charger. I'm not going to do that. Fits in his pocket. Fuck! I don't do that. I would never do that. Okay, because it's a really thin charger. So, check him out, clutchcharger.com. So for Thanksgiving, I only had 3 plates.
Only 3 plates and 4 turkeys.
Fuck you. We had my aunt married my uncle Juan now.
Yeah.
Who's straight up Colombian, brought like a lot of his extended family. So we had like Colombian Thanksgiving and American. It was awesome.
So did you guys eat donkeys?
No. The fuck? No, we had pork.
Oh, pork. So
we had pork and turkey. It was awesome.
Oh man, I hate turkey.
You hate turkey?
Yeah.
Turkeys fucking hate you. Fuck you, you jive ass turkey.
Sorry. What's your turkey impersonation then?
I didn't want to do one because I'm not good at one like you.
Suck my turkey cock. Wow, dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, because I'm good at things.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fuck you.
Anyways.
I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. But yeah, the Thanksgiving. Did you go Black Friday shopping?
Oh, shit, I did.
What'd you get?
I got socks and LED lights.
I got socks and gloves for Chicago. That's smart. All I got.
Dude, we went.
Oh, and I got a shirt. I had some really hot girl help me try on shirts.
That's good.
Yeah. Nothing came of it, but she... I bought a shirt from her.
Yeah, maybe you can blow her later.
Yeah, dude, her dick was nice.
Or eat her.
I went to
a Walmart in a bad part of Orlando, and at 2 a.m. there was 2 cashiers open and a line of 100 people.
That's the stupidest fucking thing. Fuck Walmart for doing that.
And
I don't understand why they have like 30 people in the store. Half of them speak English, the other half don't, and they don't want to help you. And then there's 2 people on the registers. Yeah, it sucks.
I didn't understand it. I really didn't.
I do. They just don't want to pay enough.
Yeah. Then I went to Walmart right here near our house in Winter Park, Florida. Shout out to Winter Park, Florida.
And yeah, shout out Winter Park. Why? Why are we shouting out Winter Park? Oh, it's my city, bro.
Yeah, it's my city, dog. And then it's just cool. It's awesome. Mary bought, my girlfriend got a nice tablet, fucking shoes, all these electronics.
Oh, that was your girlfriend who got the tablet?
Well, we got this tablet. It's like a tablet. Yeah, she got two tablets, all this shit.
Two, one of them was a 10-inch one, right?
Yeah, like my dick.
Yeah, then, bro. Fucking small 10-inch wiener.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, it was fun. Nothing crazy happened on Black Friday. I was hoping to see like fights and maybe somebody somebody get hit with like a fucking axe or something.
I went to Best Buy. That was and I ended up not getting anything because it was cheaper on Amazon the same day.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that was nonsense. And I was trying to get I have one of those newer laptops that doesn't have USBs because they're dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
It's USB type. Well, they have USB Type C, but not the normal ones that everyone uses.
And
so I was gonna get a docking station, and the guy's like, "Oh, well, here's this one for $200." I was like, "That's the only one you got?" And I was like, "Really? I thought it was Black Friday." He goes, "I'm sorry, sir. It's the best option I could have provided for you. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it." And then walked away like sassy.
You should have told him to fuck himself.
I should have beat the fuck out of this little dude.
Yeah.
And then you know what I did? I turned the corner and there was a cheaper option. Fucking idiot. I ended up not buying it out of spite.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I was at Best Buy and I went to the iPads and I put you as a picture of the
iPad. You're damn right. And I look good as fuck. I looked jacked. It was back when I was playing high school football, right?
Do you have that video I sent you?
I probably.
We'll post that tomorrow.
We'll post it tomorrow. All right, cool.
And what else did I do? Oh, no, I have. I put
you got AIDS, right?
No.
No?
I put a couple jokes background as the thing.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I'll post that one too.
And then you put Ken Miller too on one of them?
I put Ken Miller. That's funny.
Yeah.
He messaged me. He's like, "Yo, N-word."
Thanks and for funny. That. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna beep it so people think you said it.
I didn't say it.
I know, but people are gonna think you did because I'm gonna beep it.
Wow, dude. Son of a fucking bitch, you cunt motherfucker.
Yeah. You're fat.
So anyways, dude, some other news. I don't like Nicolas Cage.
What?
He's just not a good actor.
Where did this come about? Because this is
I saw on Netflix he has some new movie and
he
I'm
does?
Just, yeah.
What's it called?
I fucking fuck off. I don't know.
Okay. What?
And
you just
I'm
have
like,
unguided hatred.
The only
man?
Movie I enjoyed of his because it was a good story was Family Man. Do you remember that movie?
No, I never saw it. I saw Face Off, which
Family
was awesome.
Honestly, I'm not being gay, but you would like Family Man.
How would that make you gay?
It's a chick flick. I mean, I enjoy chick flicks.
I enjoy chicks too, bro. I get ass, bro.
But like you and Mario could probably sit down and watch it.
All right, dude. Yeah. Totally bang each other. Shout out to Mario. It's our gay friend.
He's a
comedy scene.
Very gay friend.
Oh, yeah. In your face gay. Goes
but,
on
you know,
stage. Talks about blowing dudes. It's awesome.
Yeah, he blew me.
No, he didn't.
No, I know.
He's going to listen to this. He doesn't, but I'm
no,
going to say, hey, Joe was saying talking mad shit about you on our podcast.
So anyways, shout out to Eric Feeling just because he looks like Whoopi Goldberg. Shout out
to Eric Feeling.
We're on
podcast.
Eric Feeling's podcast. It's the offensive line
with
in
Zach
Orlando,
Stacks.
Florida.
It was
fun. Fun podcast. Fun guy. He talks about tits a lot. Teddy bitch.
Yeah. You don't know. Imagine Whoopi Goldberg if all she did was go,
Teddy meats.
Yeah, dude, so. That's it. That's him. And he's funny. He runs a showcase. Yesterday, he has Public House Showcase. So if you live by UCF, what are you doing?
Anyways, Jake, I'm calling off work tomorrow.
Why? Where do you work?
7-Eleven.
What? You're fucking doing this in the middle of my... I was just doing a story.
I don't give a fuck.
Shit's getting old and hacky, man. Really?
What?
You fucking...
7-Eleven.
Hey, my name is Eric, and I'm supposed to... I had a interview last week. I'm supposed to start there tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I need to call off.
Okay, well, let me give you Jessica's number.
Can you just leave a message for me, please?
I'll do that.
Okay, yeah, just take down my last name. It's Eric Feeling. And she interviewed me last week. I'm the short guy. I'm only 5'1". So she'll remember me because she interviewed like 5 people. And just tell her I broke 4 of my fingers. 4 of my fingers got broke, and I can't really work a cash register.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I was, shit. Yeah. Well, can you please?
16, no, 13.
Fuck.
What's the other number?
My number?
I'm sorry. No.
Oh.
16, 13.
Hello? Oh, she's...
There's no 13. There's no 16. I'm talking to a customer.
Oh, okay. You're talking to a customer. I'll hold.
Number 17. Okay, I'll let her know for you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was finger banging my girlfriend and I broke four of my fingers. So, thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
Where are you going? Hello?
Yeah, that's the route you took it. Oh my God, you're an idiot.
It's the only thing I could think of.
So I was literally typing something out. So I'm like, yeah, I punched my cat in the face or something like that.
I was finger banging my girlfriend.
Oh my God, I'm done.
We're gonna send that to Eric Feeling. She goes, oh my God, I'm done.
And the 5'1" dude who broke his hand finger banging his girlfriend.
Oh, fuck. All right, that was at minute marker 10, 10:30. She goes, please hold. I'm out of customers. Like, I'll wait. All right, Eric, I'll put that down. I was like, all right, put that on finger banging my girlfriend. Right,
Jesus Christ, dude.
So, anyways.
Oh, man, that was Joe. Remember, everyone, that was Joe who did that.
Yeah, anyways.
Yep.
Back to... Nicolas Cage, I don't like him.
We were in the middle of Nicolas Cage, we're calling out of work. Dude, Face Off was dope, man.
I know.
Have you seen Ghost Rider?
No.
Oh my God, it is so fucking bad.
Really?
Bad as fuck.
That's why I began disliking
this Ghost Rider. It's shit like that. It's like, what are you doing?
His famous movie, National Treasure, where he says like 15 times, we have to find the treasure. We have to find the treasure. There's no fucking treasure, Nick.
Yeah,
okay,
he finds it
at
the
end.
The day.
I know. And
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen National Treasure?
Doesn't he go into museums and at night all the
he finds everything.
No, he goes into museums and at night all the like people come to life. All the wax sculptures and shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's National Treasure.
That's Museum of Wax.
No, it's not. It's he goes in. It's him and Ben Stiller. They get all wacky and all the fucking animatronics and shit come to life.
No, that's another movie.
What are you talking about, dude? That's Nicolas Cage's National Treasure.
No, I know what you think. That's Ben Stiller as the security guard.
Yeah, and Nicolas Cage cuts a deal with him, goes in, tries to steal the treasure, and he's like, whoa, what are all these people doing alone?
How many movies is Nicolas Cage in?
Back in history. It's going to be one wild night at the museum. It was Night at the Museum. How do you not know the fucking name of that movie?
I meant...
You fucking idiot!
Anyways.
I was joking. I was merging ideas, and you're all like, oh, I'm Joe.
So.
Jake's fat. Hey. I'm going to prank call 7-Eleven because I'm gay.
I'm gay as fuck.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
You know what's coming up? Christmas is coming up.
It is, dude. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll talk about Christmas
stories.
Happy
holidays. It's happy holidays, cool. Dude.
You got a Christmas story?
Christmas story. This one my mom bought me. It was a BB gun when I was a kid, and I shot my eye out.
Your eyes are here.
Yeah,
right
she
now.
Used to always say, "You're gonna shoot your eye out, you fat fuck."
That's a movie.
What?
That's a movie, bro.
Yeah. No shit, you fuck. Shoot your eye out, kid. Now I don't have any weird Christmas stories, man. Mm. Do you have like? Did someone touch you on Christmas?
No.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
Nobody touched me on Christmas.
Let's change subjects, dude.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. Hands are so cold.
You want to know something that my dad actually...
Santa,
you
want
to know something my dad did that I thought about doing if I ever have a daughter?
What?
It's kind of weird. He would visit my window dressed in a Santa costume.
Like with binoculars?
No, like as Santa. And the whole thing was to behave.
Oh, and he would like try to like be like, "Hey, you motherfucker, don't fuck around."
No, he would say real shit. And then one time he got like drunk and he's like, "Stay out of the porn" or something. You know what I mean?
He did.
Yeah, it was funny as fuck.
That'd be terrifying, dude.
But he was cool for the most part. And then he had like he used to drink these beers called Foster beers. I don't know if you know them.
No, I don't.
It's like it's an Australian beer, and
that's cool.
He had one.
Foster's.
Like, yeah,
the commercials. Foster's.
No, it's Foster's
beer.
The original beer.
The original beer. The Outback.
Yeah, kangaroos. Fucking huge cocks.
Didn't kangaroos have big dicks?
You know what the baby kangaroos are called?
No.
Joey's. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking Joey.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And they
Jinx, knock on wood.
And they live at home. They live in their mom's pouch for 5 years, which is I still live with my parents.
Fucking loser. All right. What was I gonna say? Did you ever have like one of your parents' friends pretend to be Santa?
No, just my dad.
My dad hired this like big, hired this big fucking guy that he works with because my dad's a construction to be Santa, and he just had him come over and had his children sit on his lap. It's fucking weird. It's fucked, dude. You just like, yeah, sit on that guy's lap and ask him for shit.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, dude, you know how much money mall Santas make?
I might be one this year.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you're too fat.
I swear to God, I'll show you. I got a text message yesterday. They make like $300 for like 2 hours. It's a joke. Do you want to do it?
You're actually not wrong. They make they can make up to $100 an hour.
Yeah, they make fucking good money, dude. Hi, my name is Beep. I'm just gonna beep it. Fuck it. My name is Jenny. I'm Jesse's friend, children party entertainment company. You want interested in being Santa Claus for the holidays? Me. Imagine me with kids.
I would come there and heckle you.
You would heckle me?
Oh, absolutely.
You're not the real Santa.
Why don't you get another cheeseburger, fat piece of shit?
Santa's not that fat.
Yeah. He touches kids.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'd be like.
He's a peeping Tom.
But you also remember, you know why they make so much money? Because they get shit on.
They get what?
Kids, diapers. Kids shit themselves when you see Santa.
Bullshit.
No.
Kid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Santa.
Right, good point.
Anyways.
It's worth it, though. 300 for a couple hundred bucks, I'll take some shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's not like it's going in my mouth again.
Yeah, because you eat ass daily. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Remember one time, because my dad would do the window thing, and then he'd come in and deliver the presents under the tree, and then he'd leave. And
that's stupid.
It's just what we did.
I'm kidding. That's very nice of you. That's actually really... Your dad's committed.
He was committed, bro. He was so cool with our childhood and shit.
Yeah, bro.
And then when we went to, like, baseball games, he would just verbally abuse me. And
what? Hey, you fucking suck,
nah, he
nerd.
Was just into it. And I remember one time he was delivering... he was delivering presents under the tree, and I just hear curse words. And he's like, oh, fuck, shit. God damn it. Don't you pick up these... Fucking, I would have the toy cars. Duck fucking toy cars.
he's like,
he wouldn't wear boots. Like, put fucking boots on. Be committed.
Yeah, what the fuck? He went like half ass.
He went half ass.
He went through the effort to pretend to be Santa and he didn't commit fully to the outfit.
Yeah, because like my mom would wake me up. I'd go in the living room. I'd see my, like, it'd be like, to me, late at night, it was 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I'd see my dad just like kind of dressed in Santa. It was dark. Yeah. But he'd be in like red socks and a Santa suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stepped on a car one time. He's like, fuck. And I said, and me and my mom looked at each other. I was like, go back to bed, honey.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I can do a good impression of.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front.
I'm out.
Where are you?
I'm out.
Yo, come back.
All right.
No, seriously, come back.
Are you done singing?
Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
All right.
I'm not going to sing. What, you want a remix?
All I want for Christmas is to get some pussy.
Yeah. Boom, 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 pussy.
What?
Boom, 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 pussy. All right.
Ah, fuck. No, my...
okay.
My favorite one...
Can't stand it.
...is it's White Christmas by the Drifters.
Christmas... What's some... play some Christmas...
It's White Christmas. It goes... You ever seen... It's in Home Alone. It's the one that goes... Ba-doo, ba-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, suck my cock, suck it right down. Bro, there's a part in that song. The guy's like, he has a good voice. He's like, I'm dreaming of a white
pussy
Christmas. And then out of nowhere, he has this one dude coming on the song who's like, I'm dreaming.
That's his only mark.
He sounds like a fucking idiot. It's ridiculous.
Lost the scratch off. Fuck. Yeah.
This is a fucking.
This is when he's shaving in the mirror.
Yeah. See, this is.
Dreaming of a wife.
He has a good voice, right?
Yep, turn it up.
Now, you ready for this?
Yeah. Play it.
Right here. Here we go. Now, this is where a random transition.
I'm dreaming of a wife.
It's really good.
You like that song? It's a banger, right?
Wait, who sings it?
The Drifters, bro.
I was going to say, yeah, there's a black band, right? Yeah, they're really good.
But it's just like, what were they thinking? It's like,
dope-ass
acapella in the background.
Yeah.
This guy, deep voice.
Yep.
And then fucking Crazy Steve is just like, hi, hi. He just got done doing a line just like, oh, hi, hi, hi.
That's funny. I like that. I like that angle.
It's there. Funny.
Really good.
That's a banger. You think that's a popular enough song? Should I do something with that?
Yeah, I think you could.
That's a banger, man. That and Mele Kaliki Maka. I fuck with that.
That's who?
A thing to say, bro.
What
on
fuck
the
is that?
Bright Hawaiian Christmas day, dude.
Oh.
You mean, bro?
I like that one.
Oh, Christmas Vacation, boy. It's a banger. Okay, yeah. No, I hope they don't take this down. Whatever.
They shouldn't.
Right?
They do. We're fucked.
We are so fucked.
No, we're not fucked, but we're like, eh.
Fucked enough.
Yeah.
Trying to fuck?
Right now?
What?
No.
Okay,
no,
anyways.
No.
So, I think we're good. I think we're good.
Yeah, we'll be
fine. And if we get in trouble, I'll remix it. If they take it down, I'll repost it, and I'll just, like, cut that part out.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Touching my dick.
Why?
And, what'd you say?
Who are you fucking calling
7-11
now?
7-Eleven in Miami.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Calling
Miami?
Off work.
Dude, Jorge Masvidal is going to be there. He's going to beat your ass.
Don't say that.
Hello? Please leave a message.
What happens when you call Miami, son?
Hey, this is Chad. I had an interview last week, and I broke... it's kind of an embarrassing story. I broke my dick, and...
Yeah, you did. Fucking nerd.
Sorry, but that was my boyfriend. I broke my dick. I was having so much fucking anal sex.
Yeah. You're at the Alpha Zeta Beta fraternity. We fuck each other in the asses, bro.
I fucking ass.
Yeah. Well, get over here and butt show us some Jankum.
I'm coming over, Chad.
Yeah, give me that. We're going to pour the Hennessy in your butthole.
All right.
Hang on the phone. You're not going to work tomorrow. Fuck that job.
Come suck my dick. Yeah. All right, my name's Eric Feeling. Bye.
Yeah. What the fuck? Why are you telling them to suck your dick? They can report that.
No, they can't.
They can't?
Fuck, I called for my actual number.
Yeah.
I'm going to block them. You know what? You know what? I'm going to call them back right now. Say, sorry, I had the wrong number.
No, they're not going to answer.
I know. That's why I'm going to call them back and leave another voicemail. Because I don't want to get, like, phone harassment.
Did you say 7-Eleven?
Yeah. I'm going at work tomorrow. My dick hurts.
Did you say 7-Eleven or no?
Yeah, I said 7-Eleven.
You said, no, I'm pretty sure you just said I was calling at work.
Oh, well, now I said 7-Eleven.
I know, but say, I called the wrong place. I'm so sorry. I got to call my real job. Disregard that last message.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, sorry about that. I actually called the wrong place. Totally disregard that message. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm just really sorry.
Get that bottle out of my ass.
Yeah. Anyways, you can give me a call back if you want to talk about this at 407-312-3938. And just call me. Thanks. Bye.
Give my brother's number.
Ah, fuck. That's so dumb.
I know.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, man. So, Nicolas Cage, dude. Great actor.
Yeah, would you fuck him?
Yeah, totally. I let him fuck me.
I put that as my Facebook post today. I said, I hate Nicolas Cage. And people were like 50-50. Mm-hmm. Like,
speaking of banging dudes, Tom Cruise is a little... He gets on my bad side. Because he's a great actor, really professional, but he gets mad when people make fun of him.
He's a piece of shit.
No, he's not a piece of shit. He's just super sensitive. It's like if South Park made fun of him, he tried like doing all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's annoying. It's like, take a fucking joke. If South Park made fun of me, I'd be honored.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That's like one of my... It's not one of my goals. Because if they make fun of you, typically you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking weird. Not so much made fun of, but if I'm a part of a South Park episode, I'd be so happy.
True.
You know,
that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're...
You know what I'm saying? So I'm burping up chicken. I ate a half a rotisserie chicken for dinner.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised. So let's leave on this, dude. This is actually true. I read this today on an article. The CIA and the FBI have said that now hackers can hack into your smart TV. And, of course, they could watch you through the camera. If you have a camera on your TV, they could steal your stuff. And there was a report, I think, in Indonesia where a guy hacked into a smart TV and he actually communicated with the people in the house through the TV.
Like, he just started talking
through the TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the greatest prank if I ever pulled that shit off.
Oh, my God. I can get us the...
I would be like...
There's got to be a know-how, but that's, like, legit, like, you get in serious trouble for that.
Yeah.
Unless it's someone you know. Like, if it's someone you know that has a TV and you break in and you're just like...
This is Cthulhu. We're coming from planet C796.
I had, like...
We're going to bomb everyone and rape the dogs.
Rape the dogs?
I don't know. They don't want humans.
Oh,
They're aliens.
I thought about when a hot girl's sleeping, just like, this is your TV. Show us your tits.
it's fucked up.
Like a real fraternity college slut, and they're like they're banging
a fraternity
or something.
Slut.
You know what I mean? Like somebody shooting a porn. Like this is your TV. Your dick is small.
Christ, I don't know.
Oh, mid fuck.
Yeah, mid fuck.
Just like break in.
Or I thought about like if two gay guys are fucking, just hack the TV and put on just two lesbians porn going at it, and then the guys looking at it like,
oh, I'm soft now.
That's disgusting. Get that out of here.
What? And I'm like, that's right. You like this fucking pussy?
Yeah.
No, because you guys are gay.
Yes. This is the Mike Pence conversion therapy. I'm the vice president. I don't like gay people.
That's him. That's who runs the country. He's a bigot. Okay.
Yo, would you fuck Judge Judy?
What?